Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad calling from our show. A message of concern, and I do apologize for the technical difficulties. But if it's a will, it's a way, inshallah, and we're going to do our show one way or another, all praise be to Allah. We say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. We seek refuge in Allah from Satan rejected. We say, Bismillah, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We thank Almighty God Allah for blessing us with another broadcast, inshallah. And Brother Akbar, who is our host, and Sister Daya, his wife, are the hosts. We have Brother Shuja Muhammad from Baton Rouge. Like I said, Akbar and Daya are from Decatur, Georgia. And Shuja Muhammad is from Baton Rouge. You got another brother named Muhammad. He's from Columbus, Georgia. And then we have Imam Ibrahim from, I think Ibrahim is from Florida. Alhamdulillah. We have a number of people who are interested in the problem of the image, and they address it. So let me pull them in, inshallah. Let me pull them in. Let me see what we get going here. Praise be to Allah. Let me get the studio up. And alhamdulillah, we see Brother Suja there. We see Brother, all right. Assalamu alaikum. And all right. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, look at Salam.
Okay, all right. I hear Sister Daya. I hear Brother Akbar. And I think either Sister Quran or Brother Shuja. Anyway, your mics are open. Wa'alaikum assalam. How you doing, my brother?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. We here.
Yes. All praise be to Allah. Okay. I'm going to turn it over to Brother Akbar now, because I got to deal with something else right now. So I'm going to turn it over to Brother Akbar. And Brother Akbar, all the lines are open, and I see another caller here. I'm going to open this line up. So this is how we're going to handle it right now, if it's all right with you, inshallah. And I'm going to put myself on mute, and Brother Akbar, all the lines are open.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. Thank you, Brother Hameen. Sorry about the difficulty. It got something to do with the people. I don't know what's going on. They won't allow us to get in, but all praise be to Allah. We was able to get there too with the help of Brother Hameen. So we thank God for this show coming out of California under the guidance of Hameen Muhammad. And we thank him for this Blog Talk radio station. Like you said, it's a radio station that we are speaking from, speaking on. We're trying to clear up the mess that's been made within the human family. So we said, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. With the name of God, God is most gracious and God is most merciful. God is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship and thy aid we seek, asking God to show us a straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed his favors on, and not of those who he brought the wrath down on, or none of those who leave and go astray. I mean, what a beautiful prayer that Allah has given us to share with the world. Show us, we are, can show the world how to show God some appreciation with the prayer God gave us. We know that the world got a Lord prayer, but in the Lord prayer, it said, don't lead us in temptation. And I think the majority, a whole lot of Christians don't follow that. So we here to bring the class that have been taken from the human family. When God said don't eat from a tree. He talking about don't get this bad knowledge. It's forbidden knowledge that will corrupt you. And he's telling us to stay away from that forbidden knowledge. Because it'll bite you like a snake. It will stick the vein in you, and pretty soon you'll be dead. And to prove to you that they believe they done killed us, they made a movie called The Living Dead. In this movie, there's people that's moving, living. They look awful. They look like they on a Halloween display. They look bad, but they still alive. You can go in any supermarket and see that today. You can go on any major street and see the same-looking people today. So we're here with the name. We thank Allah for blessing us to be Muslim. And we thank Allah for Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, who is the seal of the prophet. And we thank him. Oh, and we thank him, and I'm just been arrived at it's the sister night, and I apologize. I got a little excited. So I'm going to turn this back over to my better half, my wife, Daya Akbar, and she got something that she wrote to present, and I was just opening up. And thank you, and everybody hang on. Everybody will get a chance to share what they have tonight with the people. I'll turn it over to my wife. Assalamu alaikum. May God peace be upon all of you.
Alaykum as-salam, everybody, and rahmatullah barakatuh. And thank you, husband. But Brother Amin, he's busy doing his due there in L.A., and he just helped us to get in. He had to help us get in. Otherwise, I'd be still here trying to fumble with this computer to get us in. But tonight is a sister's night, and so he just is all the message of concern. And my husband and I both can work this show together. And when someone comes on pertaining to the message of concern and their concern, you know, then we can talk about that. And when somebody comes on talking about the psychological effect that the image has on the mind of the world's children, then we can talk about that. And we can also talk about some things that we have to look out for and warn our children about, you know, and tell them the truth about as far as the message of concern. And we can and I can also, that's my husband's in, and Brother Stu John Olam, and I can also, myself and Sister Karan, we can come in and speak on things that we can do in our concern, which is the education of our children and the psychological effect that this image has on the minds of the world's children. So we are talking about children and adults today. Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Brother Amin, and may Allah bless you forever, Brother. You have really been a blessing to us. So we can get this message across in a lot of ways. And we appreciate the person, our guest speaker who's coming on, talking about the rap music or the lyrics. And we can't wait to, I'm going to take plenty of notes. I can't wait to hear her speak. And I guess when she comes on, if she was just state her name and let us know that she's the presenter, because I'm not seeing the screen right now on my computer. It's not working good at all. I'm going to go in back here and see if I can hook my husband's up and see if his will work so I can at least be able to see the board and see who's on, even if I'm not able to work it. Brother Amin said he left all the mics open, so that was a blessing right there. So, Abed, when he said there's no God but Allah, the one creator of the heavens and earth and all in between, and I bear witness that he needs no help from anyone, but we need, all of us need his help. All of us need God's help, Allah's help, okay? And I bear witness that he's the creator of the heavens and earth and all in between and all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophets. And I bear witness also that Jesus Christ was not and is not the creator, but he is God's, one of God's prophets as well, inshallah. And then the brothers can take that up from there, the way they, you know, like to handle it. But that's my little say about it and my input. I could go more, but this is really not necessary right now because it will be expounded upon more as we go along in the show. But what I would like to know is the presenter on yet? If you are on the presenter who's talking about the lyrics and about the rap music, if you're on, please come in, state your name, and where you're calling from, please, a guest of Brother Imeen. So if you're on, please let us know. Whenever you do come or get connected with us, please just let us know who you are so you can announce yourself and you can be announced because their mic would be already open. Brother Imeen will take care of that. So are you on? The female guest talking about the rap. Are you on yet? Okay. Anyway, we can now just let what I'm going to do is let one of the brothers speak now. Brother Suja, whichever one. And since I can't see anything, it's a little bit difficult for me right now. I can't see the screen, but I'm going to go back here to my husband and see if I can get his started so I can see something if I don't say anything. Okay, so Brother Suja or my husband, Brother Akbar, could you please go on and speak? If Sister Karan, yes, has something to say, by all means, the mic is open. You know, like I said, I can't see who has indicated that they want to speak or not. I cannot see that because everybody's mic is open and my computer is not working. Can't get on there. So, Sister Karan, by all means, if you have anything to say, if you have something to say now or later, just let us know. If it's now, then speak up. Hope you ever hold your peace.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. I had my phone. I had the wrong phone.
There's a reason for that. Okay. Sister Karan, you gonna speak?
It's calling the done. So alhamdulillah.
Sister Karan gonna speak? Or if you gonna speak?
No, I opened up. She's not gonna speak right now. I saw it. Kick it off for the young sister that's coming in. Praise be to Allah. I definitely want to hear, the youth speak on rap.
That's
because
right.
Rap is one of the things that they using to put our young people in prison. You know, and they say that a rap was a mean of. Was a substitute for slavery. They said that since slavery been outlawed, they use rap it can mentally affect African American children. I'm going to open up with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I testify and I bear witness that there is only one creator. And I testify and I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet. He's the messenger of Allah, and he's God's servant. But I think that rap is something real serious. When I first noticed that. Rap on the television, and what causes red flags to jump up with me is when there was two Japanese businessmen was listening at African American rap, and they was dancing. That was weird to me. You know, onto my Japanese, they was dancing, and I said, "What they so excited about? I know they don't like African black music. I'm gonna use the word black, they don't like black music that much, you know, and they were just having a good time. So I knew that there was something wrong with the rap, you know, and through me doing some research and listening, that was one of the things that I found out, that they was using rap to substitute slavery. And you can see what it does psychologically to our young people. You know, it's psychologically imprison them. You know, Jesus will know you the truth, and the truth will set you free. You know, and what rap does is imprison our young people, especially if they believe in that rap. And if the young person is on right now, just let me know. Let's say anything. And I, you know, I wind up what I'm doing, what I'm saying, and I turn it over to you.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suja. Brother Suja, now don't forget, this is Sister's Night, okay? And the sister, that's why I had asked for Sister Karan if she had anything to say that she could say it, you know, and then I said we could work it together, the brothers and the sisters. But this is still the Sister's Night now. You know, and I'm still the host of the show right now on this night, and Sister Karan. So
okay,
I'm
really waiting on the young sister.
You don't have to wait on her. You don't have to wait on her. I can bring her in when she comes in. He mentioned to me
I'm gonna let you bring her in. And I came to you in peace, and I'm going to leave you in peace of Assalamu alaikum.
And thank you, Brother Suja. So if you're speaking next time and she's on, you will be the one to bring her in. And if the sister is on when she comes on, then we will be the one to bring her on. And we will ask periodically, you know, if she's on yet. And if she has called in yet, both of us, to, like I said, to say her name and where she's calling from, because we're waiting for her.
Well, I cleared out the back seat.
So, Brother Amin, did you mention to her to when she comes on or when she's present just to announce herself? He's still, we hear him talking, but I can't. Okay, let me go back here to this computer. Okay, Sister Karan, did you have anything to say? Did you want to speak?
She can't speak right now. She putting the chicken up. The chicken is roosting, so she's trying to put them up.
Okay. Okay then. Thank you.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam, brother. I mean, now I'm going to go to the back
I'm
and get.
Back.
Okay. Just wanted to know, since you can see, if the sister is on yet, that's going to talk about the presenter. The presenter, is she on yet? Because I can't see anything. I'm going back here.
I really didn't have a presenter. It was just another sister who has a movement called dealing with the bad lyrics in these songs. So let me see. Assalamu alaikum. 718-344. Did you want to say something? 718-344. I got your mic on. You know, you might not have wanted your mic on, but we couldn't get on. So I opened all the mics to all the callers. 718-344. Did you want to say something? Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam, Rakatul Barakatu. This is Haji Lala.
Ajalala. Uh-huh. Okay.
Waiting for the second two. It seemed like y'all had a little problem because I called in at 7.
Yeah, we were been on since a quarter of trying to get through because we can't sign in until 7:45. So trying to sign in, we were able to sign in, but we couldn't get connected with the board. I couldn't see the board. It didn't bring us into the studio.
Okay.
Brother Amin had to do that from his end, L.A. So
okay.
He left about his mic open. But I just can't see who's on.
Oh, okay.
Not from my...
I'm listening anyway, alhamdulillah. Where's your masjid in Los Angeles?
He's working. He'll be working. Uh-huh. He'll be listening, too. Yeah, he heard you, though. You can go ahead, Haji.
The masjid, more or less the headquarters is at 4016 South Central Avenue. 4016, that's the headquarters. That's what we all started out of, except for, it all started on Broadway a long time ago. And then we went to another spot, but 4016 South Central is kind of like our headquarters.
40?
Yes, ma'am. 4016.
4016.
South Central Avenue. Right. And Imam A.K. Hassan has built a masjid there. On the property, the property is kind of big. Now has a school on it, a charter school on it.
Okay.
And a masjid.
Yeah, it's in the Muslim Journal as well. It's beautiful. Alhamdulillah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, alhamdulillah. I just want to know if when I get to Los Angeles, if I get there, inshallah, I'll have a masjid to visit.
Oh yeah, right. And brother Ayman and his wife Ibstihaj, they run the masjid over on Crenshaw Avenue, Crenshaw, and that is approximately 5450, I think. The address 54. You can't miss it. 5450 Crenshaw.
Okay, 5450 Crenshaw. Crenshaw. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Crenshaw. CREN.
That's right. SHAW. Mhm.
Thank you, brother. Alhamdulillah.
Okay. Does anyone else have anything else to say? We're patiently waiting for the sister. We are, because this is really something I think that everybody would really enjoy listening to, because I myself.
Let me ask you, is it somebody that you invited? It's not anybody that I invited.
Oh, that's, well, I no. You mean the sister that's going to come on and speak on the lyrics of the?
No. She wasn't invited to speak. She just this is the first. She just was tuning into the show just to hear it.
Right,
just to hear the show. But I don't see her anywhere in the queue. I don't see her. A lot of people, though, what they do, they don't listen to it on the radio. They listen to it on the computer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm not see it here. I can't see it on the studio.
Okay, that's what I'm back here now on this other computer that Akba has and try to see if I can set it up to see on, to get on studio. So I'll let you know. Meanwhile, I'll just continue to ask if anyone would like to speak. or read something that I have pertaining to the children. And we're looking forward to the 50th anniversary in Nashville, Tennessee. It's coming up real soon. We got, what, two more weeks? It's 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. And Sister Mahasan is asking this, the principal now. Is she's trying to get her son, Hamid, to be the principal a little bit. And she's asking if anybody has talent, any kind of talent that they would like to show us or help them to enjoy the culture night, you know. So if you can sing or if you can do spoken word or if you're going to display any type of a talent that you have, she would appreciate it if you would let her know. Her advertisement is in the Muslim Journal in the not announcement, but the schedule that they have there in the Muslim Journal for events. And she's asking us to call that, read that advertising that she has there, and also you'll find her telephone number there where you can be able to call her. And that's on the, let's see. Calendar events on page 21 in the Muslim Journal. Every Muslim Journal that comes out, usually on page 21, you'll have a calendar of events. If not, the second page of the Muslim Journal. You can, on the back of the first page of the Muslim Journal, rather, you can find a calendar of events or table in your table of contents. You can be able to turn to the page of the events listed on. But you will see Sister Mahasan Abdullah, principal of Clara Muhammad School, Masjid El Islam, Nashville, Tennessee. And her telephone number is there. So you can call her and let her know if you have a talent you'd like to share with us. Okay.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum, Sister Daya.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother, I mean.
Let me ask you, have there been very many events that you have known about or gone to yourself that are open to the public? You know, a few months ago, you couldn't gather. You couldn't gather as a group. So is that something now that's okay to gather as a group?
In that area, people are taking the precautions, the mask, and the 6 feet apart, because it was mentioned on the event page on her advertisement that will be observed. But they didn't say anything about they couldn't have any gatherings. You know, as long as you just follow the precautionary measures that's been given universally.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there should be a special precautions on it, or that it should be inquired about the gathering?
No, I was just asking how they handle it. I'm back at school now, and I'm a teacher at a high school, and they have in one of my classes they had like 30 something children in a high school class, 30 something children, and they wasn't 6 feet apart. They bunched up all together. Now they got masks on. They had masks on, but they're all on top of each other. So I was just wondering how they are handling it. Well,
that's what His only announcement is saying that it will still be observed in that particular gathering.
Assalamu alaikum. I have a suggestion. Maybe you can mention to Sister Muhassan, inshallah, that maybe they might want to invest in one of those monitors that touch your head, you know, as the people come in.
Yeah, she has that already. Yeah, she talks about that. Yeah, that will be done.
Okay, alhamdulillah.
Good suggestion, though. Yeah, she's got that covered. She did mention it to me. And that's good. If anybody can, if you want to, if you choose to, you can call her number, you know, and inquire about it. And I'm sure she'd be glad to let you know.
Okay.
Yeah, she's
well, I mentioned it first, you know. I thought I'd mention it to you first.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, she does have it. Yeah, she does have that.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I asked myself about that.
Okay. Alhamdulillah.
Because, you know, I don't go out of the house hardly. Maybe go for grocery shopping or something like that, but I'm in. I go to Juma periodically, or I listen to it on the radio.
Right.
Yeah, my cell phone. You know, I'll listen to it, and I'll hear about 4 Jumas on Friday. You know, because I miss my own here in Atlanta, El Mu'minun. Imam Furqan is going to be a guest. One of the imams is going to speak at the event. Mm-hmm. We have quite a few people right now, she mentioned to me, but she would like to have more. We have quite a few people from Atlanta going. Georgia, you know, just going.
Mm-hmm.
And, matter of fact, I was going to ask you, and the brothers, y'all were going, you know. I know Sister Zelia and myself are going to be riding together, coming back. I'm going down a couple of days ahead of time to visit grandchildren and great-grandchildren since I haven't seen them in a while. But quite a few of us going down. Going up, rather. This is down. Yeah, I'm going
so,
up.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Assalamu
alaikum. Alaikum assalam.
Okay. The annual time to be grateful is supposed to be in Atlanta now, right? Are they going to have it? Are they going to have it, or is it? I mean, is it going to be?
As far as we know.
Uh-huh.
As far as we know,
okay.
Haven't had any change. As far as we know, it is here this year, December. The Muslim Journal, yeah, time to be grateful, right?
Okay.
Huh? Somebody else is saying something? Okay. They're not. Yeah. Yeah. And I know that this is like I said, we're going to be talking about children and adults and a lot of things pertaining to, you know, messed up concern and the business, because I happen to think of a business that's really should strike everybody's attention and really touch everybody's heart here in Atlanta and other places that know him, you know, the young brother, Imam Samsuddin's son, with the, what do you call it? I'm not, with fish places. I don't know the proper name. Suja, name, what's the name? Akbar, of the fish place that brother Samsuddin and his family has. Akbar. Supreme, yes, that's the name of it. Supreme Fish Restaurants. They have about 5 left down here, 4 or 5. Yes, brother, I mean.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. I'll praise be to Allah.
And the young brother, the young brother, his son, has gone all over the world. It was what's the name of that program? Oh, YouTube. No, it wasn't. It was on LinkedIn. Yeah, where the businesses are. It was my business in there. It was on LinkedIn, and he gave his a report that he had been to many countries. As a matter of fact, 50 or something like that, all over the world, and he had was able to mingle. And if I have a little bit of time, I'd like to really, I'm not going to say that showboat I was going to say, but I would like to expound on that a little bit and read that to everybody, because that's an accomplishment for a young brother who has followed his father's. Because he has took, he took the lamb burgers and went to Saudi Arabia, got a franchise there with them, and other places, other parts. And he said he's going to Africa. He's gone to Africa and with many of the states, you know, in Africa and on the continent, and have agreed to do business with them. You know, and he's so grateful about that. And it's I was going to say, if you don't mind, if I could bring it up and read it to you. But it's a really, 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 really good article to read, his confession on where he had been all over the United States. All over the country, the world, or rather. Get it right. I mean, I'm trying to rush, so I'm taking a lot of time. Can I just read it to you, if you don't mind? Would that be all right, brother?
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam, brother Suja.
Of course.
Go ahead, brother Suja. Yes, alaikum assalam.
Yeah, I was just wanting to ask. The program that Mahasan is having, is this just dealing with children?
It's the 50th anniversary of Sister Clara Muhammad School there in Atlanta. I mean, in Nashville, Tennessee. And that's what the celebration is about.
Is it dealing with just children?
No, adults are there. Adults will be coming. It's talking about the children.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's talking about children, but it just don't deal with children.
But the program that they're going to have is going to be most of the programs that that children, they got the children involved in, right?
No. Well, it will be involved to a certain extent, but they won't take up the whole program. No.
Right. The question that I want to ask,
okay,
is have anybody approach Sister Mahasan, somebody that putting forward that program?
Imam Yusuf Abdullah, Son Hameen.
Okay, Imam, yes. Would they be interested in having someone that presents a program that addressing the psychological problems that children have? In other words, the message of concern. Have anyone
I asked that, and she did say that as far as she knows, that will be covered. That somebody will be speaking on the message of concern and in reference to the children and the psychological effect and dawah.
Okay, is she going to get someone that knows about the dawah and that is familiar with it?
Now, I don't know who she's going to get. I didn't ask her who it was going to be, but she did. As a matter of fact, she was working on the itinerary and workshops that is going to take place on Saturday. You know, the workshop is going to take place on Saturday.
Okay.
And
she hasn't asked you personally
no.
because of the program that we have every day.
She hasn't asked me anything because you know they've been on the show twice, about two or three times. They've been on the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children. She's been on the Blog Talk Radio show about three times. She's been on here. Imam Yusuf Abdullah has been on it.
No, I'm talking about the program they're giving to her. I
understand what you're saying. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Don't turn it around. I'm just talking about the program that they're getting ready to have. I think it's going to be on the, what, it's going to be on the 30th? Or be on the 22nd? Something like that.
22nd, 23rd, and 24th. This month,
yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right, I saw him on it.
Talking about it as far as what, though? You know, you said, did they have got somebody or have they spoke on having somebody that's going to talk about the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children and the message of concern?
Well,
is that not what
you're saying?
Yes. Walaikum Assalam, brother, I mean.
Yeah, I could kind of understand. I understand what Brother Suchar says, that we have a standard, dedicated show that's been happening almost 2 years now, almost every single day, that's dedicated to the message of concern. It seemed like that our show and people, Akbar, Suchar, you, should be tapped to offer some type of insight into that. Because like I said, we have the only dedicated every day.
What'd you say, what I mean?
If I'm following Brother Suchar, his concern
yes.
that should have offered, maybe somebody from our show should have offered. I mean, I don't really see anybody else with a dedicated show every single day, you know what I mean? And I don't know of anybody else who is like Brother Akbar and Brother Suchar, go out in the field and dealing with the people, you know, if I understand Brother Suchar right.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, and I understood what Brother Suchar was saying. And I understood. Okay, I'm sorry, you didn't finish.
Here's what I'm saying. It's something that maybe she should know. You know, we should offer our services, you know what I mean, and our insight. Because like you said earlier, she was looking for some entertainment.
No, it's talent. Yeah, some talent.
For the right for the cultural night. But anyway, yeah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. So, you know, somebody might want to. Somebody might want to suggest to her that, like I said, we do have a standing 2-year show dedicated to the message of concern.
Yes.
I don't think anybody else is doing anything close to this.
Understood.
Yeah, I leave it right there.
Okay, understood. I understand what you were saying and I understood what Brother Suchar was saying. And yes, I have mentioned that to her. Did she have anybody on the program that was going to talk about Dawah and expound on just what you just said, the message of concern and the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children? I have approached that, I have asked that, and she said yes. I did ask for somebody, but I'm sure she wouldn't mind if my husband could, because every time we travel to Nashville, he does Dawah, you know, and they know that, you know, so I don't, and I'm, you know, there. She didn't ask me, and I didn't volunteer, but all I would have to say was when the time comes for somebody to speak on, do an advertisement or about businesses or whatever, that I would just chime in, and I would as well. We would do speak on the show, Blog Talk Radio show, and both directives, both the psychological effect that the mind has on the image has on the minds of, and the message of concern, and the business. That and the, what the BUII is trying to, you know, is attempting to do and will do, inshallah. You know, so all those things have been considered. You know, you find that they are very considerate people, and they've been in El Islam for a long time as well. They were in college and came out of college due to Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Brother Malcolm X and the book and all. Out of college, a master's to establish University of Islam, you know, and expound on these things, businesses, because they have businesses themselves. They have businesses different and doing different things, you know, in the center of the masjid. They're at the masjid, on the premises of the masjid. I had a boutique there.
Yes. Okay.
You know, so okay. Their minds are geared in that same direction, and we have talked about it. We haven't left it out. But I just wanted to let you know and remind you, you know, that they have been on our show, and they do know about it. And they think, like they said when they were on there, that they thought it was something that was really needed, and that we were doing a good job at it.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
All right, yes. Brother Muhammad from Columbus. Yes, sir, brother.
Yes, sir. I just talked with her a couple of days ago, and they were so bombarded with the work that they're doing. You know, I'm pretty sure that if you call there and talk to her while they're still looking for guest speakers, you know, and message of concern is part of their program. Like you said, that's why we, 3 or 4 or 5 months ago, we were trying to get you to make sure that you sent your invitation or your intentions of either being there or whatever for the program, not only for message of concern, but also the STEM program, you know, and try to encourage you, the sponsor of this show, to go there, and naturally that would have probably had that already resolved by now. She probably would have asked y'all. So, again, it's just make contact with her. But like I said, they are still trying to get more guest speakers to come to help speak on some of the different programs. Now, if you want me to, I'm looking at the itinerary right now, if you want me to read it off to you right so you give an idea of what they already got, if you want me to.
It's also an announcement.
Yes, okay with me.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, so you already got it in.
For you to read it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
okay.
They have prayer. Yeah, they have prayer. It's the first day early in the morning. I'm not going to mention the time because you know it. They're having prayer. Then they're having breakfast. They're going to be both at the masjid. Then they're going to have Imam Adam Bayard going to do his workshop, you know, on the 150 plus his support of the school there. Then they're going to have the next workshop will be on how to start your own school. They will have someone there teaching you on how to start your own school. And if you have any paperwork you want to fill out, they'll show you how to fill out the paperwork to start the process for starting your own school and all the different paperwork that might be involved. Then the principal, I'll take it with you, fill it out and file it on your own court where you're from. And Sister Abdullah, the principal of the school, she will be speaking. Then it will be how to fund your school. This again will be done by Imam Adam Bayard, who is a world professional tax consultant and all those type of things. He's been doing it for years. I've been knowing him about 25 years when I used to stay there. So he knows what he's doing. So he's handling that on how to fund your school. He's going to cover all the paperwork, what you got to file in order to get funds to help start your school. Then they're going to have lunch. Then they're going to have how to select a administrator for the school. Then the next one will be the assistant principal will be talking. there from Nashville School of Sister Claire Bahama School, and then Imam Fahad Muhammad from Milwaukee will be speaking after him, and then Hannibal Leach from Fisk University will be speaking on education and how to also Dr. Hannibal Leach. And then accreditation, how do you be accredited to school, how to go about the proper paperwork and whatever you might have to go through to be get your accreditation for your school. It's going to be by Dr. Bertina Naba, and she's also from Naba McKinley. It doesn't say where she's from, so she might be from there. And then they're going to have the 50th anniversary banquet that evening. And then the next Sunday morning will be prayer, breakfast, wrap-up, and commentary, and then Talim by Imam Joel Sahir from Winston-Salem. That's the Saturday schedule.
That's Sunday. That's Saturday.
Yes. Sunday is Father breakfast. I mean, Father prayer. They have prayer every morning at the Mass here. And then it'll be breakfast. Then they're going to have from 11 o'clock till 1 o'clock, it's going to be wrap-up, commentary, questions and answers, et cetera. Any follow-up paperwork anybody will do on whatever business at hand to wrap it up for everybody. And then Talim will be done by Imam Joel Sahir. He's from Winston-Salem. That's at 1 o'clock, and that will be the end of the day on Sunday. And Friday, right quick, Friday is going to be registration for the whole thing. I think it's $175. That covers the whole weekend. That's your meals. That's all the workshops. And I think your banquet ticket, I think. You know. Okay, then Juma is going to be at Juma. And then lunch. And then the singles activity, a social they're going to have that evening at 6 o'clock. So that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, at itinerary.
Friday evening, the singles would be mixed in, well, combined with the culture night.
Right. And they have an open mic.
That's part of the act, yes.
Right, right.
Part of the activities in the culture night. And I think it went down from 165 to 175, I'm not mistaken, for registration.
Yes, 175, because the early registration day is passed already.
Okay. When it was 165, okay.
Yeah, that was the 1st of October.
And that includes
everything. That either you can give with the staff there with a... Akbar, both of the sisters, you know, Daiya or either Quran or Suja, and if you want, you can designate one of them, and then y'all call and see if she will be able to fit y'all in the program, speaking on the message of concern, the psychological effects on the children.
Yes, whichever ones are going. Yeah.
Right.
Believe me, will be representation for the dawah and the message of concern. It definitely will be. And the psychological effect of the world's children and the STEM program, because they enter the STEM themselves.
Okay, so I'm like, okay, so, all right, so, you say she already got somebody? Do she already got somebody who's speaking on message of concern?
Well, I said that, yeah, because Akbar is for one that's speaking on the message of concern. And she said that there was somebody
down
there. Yeah, Akbar.
Uh-huh. Oh, Akbar is gonna speak at the event.
Well, he's not just he's representing the Dawa team and the message of concern. Yes. I mean, he's not not down on the program as being a guest speaker or anything like that or a presenter, you know, but he's going to be one of the people that will be involved as was talking about the message of concern, and I think it may be even a workshop pertaining to that.
I see. Well, okay. Okay then.
But if you feel, you know, that be an if you feel you should give some input, like maybe you should have somebody also at the banquet that night, even though they will have on that's on a Saturday night, they will have a presenter to take care of the, you know, that will speak, you know, during that time. But if you feel that that should also be brought up and talked about, you know, one of the subjects, message of concern, and the Dawah team, I mean the Dawah, then that can take place too. I mean, that can involve, all that can be involved into his message, into the person's. Akbar would definitely be one. Wa alaikum as-salam, Brother Suja.
Okay, so that's perfect. You got Akbar. That's what I was at. You got to,
right.
I didn't know if you had Akbar. Okay, I commend
you. I'm sorry if I misunderstood you and didn't answer it the way you felt I should have answered it. But that's where Akbar and I got married. That's where you got me from. That's where the man we used to have married us. And that's the man that I came from, you know, when I married him 20 years ago. So, and he knows that Akbar's a Dawah man. Like I said, he does Dawah every time he goes down there. And he has been asked to speak on it, Dawah and the message of concern. And we have done Dawah down there with Brother Norman and Sister Germana from Memphis and some other people have done Dawah there in Nashville.
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
But I don't know nobody beyond the field like Brother Shujan, Brother Akbar. I don't know anybody. You know what I mean? That's real.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it could be picked up a little bit more in Nashville too. I mean, they can get a little bit more active as far as the study, you know, study Dawah. No, because I think they are all into education now with the STEM and the education part until the young people are all into that. So the Dawah is not as strong, you know, as far as directly Dawah, you know, in the roundabout way or mentioning in other ways, you know, tapping on it, but tapping into it, but not as far as focusing on strongly, like.
Hold up a second. We got some type of police action here in Los Angeles. Hold
That's
up.
What I said. We got to be LA with all that siren. Heard anything like this? I live in New Jersey. Okay. It's not too bad here in Atlanta. Bad enough, though. Okay, so what else? Come give us some more ideas, some things we might have left out. I may need to, before it's too late, she's writing it up now, you know, getting things together. She's doing that today.
Alhamdulillah. So she don't have, but I mean, that'd be good if you can put it on the itinerary.
Well, if she already has the itinerary made out, I don't think she's going to...
Right, okay.
Take that back. You know, she can add it into the announcements or the event page. She can add it on there. There will be somebody, you know, and specify that there will be attention given to Dawah and the message of concern and the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children. She can indicate that. She can indicate.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it's good enough.
Yeah. Right. You know, alhamdulillah, we beat this. But praise be to Allah. You know,
praise be to Allah.
You know, we could mention that we have a radio show dedicated to that. You know,
yes.
For 2 years.
I will. He's talking about the major concern. I'm sure he can't leave out the Blog Talk Radio show because he's passing out cards and news.
Right.
The paper,
only
the web, telephone number to call in.
The only radio show I know of, and I listen to Blog Talk all the time.
And we're going to mention
that. And also real life soldiers who've been out in the field. They ain't playing. They ain't playing now. These brothers ain't playing. This is why I love them. You know, they ain't playing, and they ain't theoretical, armchair people who just keep talking wop. No, they be out there because they tell you about their experiences. They be telling you about people wanna jump on them and fight them and stuff. But all praise be to Allah. Our community should know that. So I just want to speak up for the you know, we need speak up for us.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Speak up.
Some notes.
You know,
on out.
I mean, pardon?
I said, I'll make sure I put some notes down and give him the Akbar so he can remember to mention how the water was thrown in his face and how they wanted to jump him and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
make sure I put it to him and keep him reminded of that so when he get up there to speak. Oh no, he'll remember to mention those things.
Oh, I like Buck.
I'd like to know this too. Maybe I could, you know, I don't want to, you know, bother her while she's planning everything. But Brother Rasul, he asked me to touch base with Brother Wallace. You know, he asked me to touch base with Brother Wallace about the school that we are planning here in Los Angeles.
I just wonder if
the sister gonna say, well, if you wanna do a Claire Muhammad school, you gotta touch bases with Wallace.
Oh, well, I don't think so. No, I don't think she would say that. Because I myself have planning too, and in seeing a sister that's with that, she's from Nashville as well, and you might have heard of her.
Mm-hmm.
She's on YouTube, and she's on Facebook and all. We call her Sister Karaya Karen Shakir. And she's very instrumental in school, and I'm planning to. I'm working with her.
Okay.
Inshallah. Inshallah. We have Luke as well as daycare in Atlanta right here. Daycare in my home a little bit. And then if a center, we go to the masjid and open that center for the masjid. Help the community and other things that's needed. Real estate, she's doing in the real estate stuff. Got to raise them, get some money together for BUII. So a lot of things are on the horizon, you know, that we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
And the school there in California, I had called Brother Ibn and had asked, because I mentioned to him that I want to help him as much as I possibly can, you know, and if he's coming to Nashville, see, you know, anniversary thing, and I left, but maybe he's been so busy he hasn't been able to get back with me yet.
Mm-hmm. Praise be to Allah. Okay, you know, alhamdulillah, if I may just offer just a few minutes of what I'm doing with Napoleon Hill and Think and Grow Rich, and I'm getting further into it, we have more than Think and Grow Rich. Think and Grow Rich got like 13 principles, you know what I mean, more or less laws of success.
mm-hmm. you know. Hold on 1 second. Let me get this. We have to, I think we have to go a little harder at our goal. This is what we need to do as a people in business. We need to go a little harder. We need to learn how to keep our goals constantly in our minds and keep a lot of negativity away. Because, you know, that was one of the things that I was just reading today. But Napoleon Hill says, learn to keep that negativity away from, you know, your mind and keep your mind on your goal.
No,
what
that's
you
gotta
do. He says, you have absolute control of only one thing, and that's your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
That's your thoughts. You don't have to let negative thoughts into your mind, into your hearing. You know, you can keep your mind on your money to be made, or your business to be built, or whatever. You keep your mind on that by focusing and creating a picture, because we think in pictures, and creating a picture in your mind's eye. We heard the expression of your mind's eye, and keep that picture constantly in your mind, day and night, even though evil Snoop Dogg say, I want to keep my money on my mind and my mind on my money. You know what I mean? And he's an evil one. But alhamdulillah. So hold on 1 second. Let me get my notes right quick, because I made some notes about what I want about this. Because hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Yes, it's 13. It's 13 principles. You know, first is desire. You know, it's something that you want, something that you desire. You know, Napoleon Hill said that's your starting point. You start right there. Then you have faith. You have faith in it. You have faith in it. You keep your mind on it, and you pray on it. You pray on it. Number three is auto-suggestion. You are constantly suggesting to your mind, because you want to reach your subconscious mind. But how you reach your subconscious mind is through your conscious mind. So you keep what your goal is constantly in your conscious mind. You know what I mean? This is something that you visualize your goal, whatever your goal is, you know what I mean? It could be a monetary goal, or it could be something else, you know. And then it talks about specialized knowledge. And then if you know what you want to do, then you go after and get some knowledge about it, you know, specialized knowledge. Then he says, number five, use your imagination. You know what I mean? Imagine yourself already in possession of whatever you desire. Imagine yourself. See that. Keep it, and keep that negativity away. Keep toxic people away from you. You know, people who put you down, and always saying that your ideas are nothing. You know what I mean? You got to keep the toxic people away from you. And then that's imagination. Then organized planning. And he talked about learning how to plan. Okay. And then he have another principle is decision. You know, make up your mind. This is what I'm gonna do, and stick with it. You stick with it. Decision. And then I like this one on persistence. Number eight is persistence, because in that chapter on persistence, he got an essay in his book on Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and how Prophet Muhammad was an example of a person who persisted, who didn't give up no matter what. Prophet Muhammad had that faith in Allah, and nothing you could say and nothing you could do could turn him around. He says, if you could put the sun in my right hand and the moon in my left hand, I said, I'm not giving up on this message. I'm not giving up on this message. You see,
right.
so So he uses Prophet Muhammad as an example of persistence. And that's in chapter 8. Get this book. Get this book. Think and Grow Rich. It's only about $6.95, $7.95, because they have a little bitty pocketbook edition. It's green and gold. Green and Gold by Napoleon Hill. And then he says, The Power of the Mastermind. And then after we all kind of like zeroing in on what we want to get together on and do, what we want to do, we want to pool our resources, not only our money, but pool our spirit together and pool our mind together and pool our every resource, you know what I mean, and pool our mind. You know, we might want to get together and buy us a little apartment building, you know what I mean, something just as a group of people. He said, that's what you call the power to mastermind. You know, power to mastermind, you know. In other words, if it's eight people who are doing it, it creates another person. It's nine people. And then we know Allah's always with us. Allah's always going to be with that group. And then number nine, he says, let's see, power to mastermind. And then the mystery, he says, in this chapter here, it's kind of controversial. He says the mystery of sex transmutation, meaning that he says in his book, he says, man can't do nothing without a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Man cannot do anything without a woman. And a lot of men have achieved a lot of greatness in life trying to impress his woman and trying to show out, you know, in front of the women. So use that power. Use that male energy that we have, you know what I mean, and attracting women and go ahead on and do something in life. And do something in life. Know that know that you are attracted to women and women attracted to you. You ain't attracted to no man. He says, he says you can't do nothing without a woman. And that's another reason why I love Napoleon Hill. And then he says, number 11, the subconscious mind, he talks about, well, we want to do something with our conscious mind in order to influence our subconscious mind, because it's the subconscious mind that really has the power. You know what I mean? That really has the power. So you keep your goals in your conscious mind. Keep that picture in your mind constantly. And then you want to have that goal that you got, that picture, deep into your subconscious mind. And then he says you'll find yourself making the right move. Automatically, you know. And then number 12 is the brain. He talks about the brain, the human brain. And, you know, in Islam, they say, Prophet Muhammad says, there's nothing, Allah created nothing greater than what? The brain. You know, so Napoleon Hill, number 12 is the brain. And then number 13 is the sixth sense. You know what I mean? We could be so involved in what we're doing that, you know, we kind of like develop an intuition, kind of like, like sixth sense, kind of like things that, you know what I mean? So,
like an
intuition.
Yes.
But, yes, ma'am. That's right, like ESP. And so these principles, these 13 principles, seeing as Muslims, these are perfect for us because we got two other principles that go along with this. We believe what? In prayer, and we believe in fasting. So as we learn these principles and we pray and we fast and we meet together in harmony, you know, we keep the peace and everything, we should accomplish a lot. And this is what, inshallah, I'm going to teach on. I leave it right there. Alhamdulillah, brother. Yeah, I got this book in my hand, Think and Grow Rich. I've been reading it ever since 1974. And I read it, I get more and more and more out of it.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to mine, but I still have one, definitely have one. I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah, they only cost less than $10. Just any good bookstore, you walk in there and get that book. They're going to have any good bookstore that's worth its weight. It's gonna have Think and Grow Rich in it.
Yeah,
any
that's
good
right.
book. If they don't have anything else, they're gonna have Think and Grow Rich.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Every now and then it comes around. Everybody starts talking about it. Then they let it rest a while. Then his name pops up again, and the book pops up again. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that. during the years. I had that book long, long time ago, like I mentioned, when I was in Amway. It was an inspirational book, yeah. Mm-hmm. How to Think and Grow Rich. Thank you, Brother Amin. Yeah, that was
yes,
a mouthful and a mindful. And you got the spirit. That spirit, yeah. We have to feed off each other's energy, mental, you know, mental energy. Yeah.
Praise
all right. Alhamdulillah. Okay, well, I didn't get a chance to read the brother, what the Brother Samson's son wrote, but maybe I'll do that at another time, or even at the business hour, when the brothers have their business hour tomorrow, maybe they'll let me, when they want to rest and take a break, maybe they'll let me read that, because it's worthwhile listening to, you know, and it can be inspirational for somebody, too. It could be inspiration. It could be something to open our eyes and catch the spirit. We catch the spirit, you know, from him and what he has done.
Mm-hmm.
Very productive. Okay. Brother Suja. Brother Suja. Brother Suja. You know I can't see the board, Brother Suja. So I can't see if you
yeah,
have.
Yeah, let me see.
Okay, there he is. Yeah, there he is. Okay.
Yeah, I was on mute.
Well, Brother Suja, you can't hear nothing on mute. So you
pardon me?
I said, well, you know, you can't really hear anything on mute.
Yeah, I can hear real good.
I said, you can't hear anything on when your phone is on mute.
Well, that was the reason I put it on there, so you won't get no noise.
I know it, Brother Suja. I know it.
I know you know what you're talking about.
I've done it.
Alhamdulillah. So we thank Allah, Merch.
Alhamdulillah.
I'm going to, inshallah, maybe put up the better Akbar. Might have something to say.
Have any other suggestions that you would like to give to Sister Mahasan? Are you and Sister Karan going to try and make it to Nashville?
Do I have any suggestions? I don't know for sure. I'm not lying to you.
Okay.
I don't know for sure because we got about two projects we're working on out here in Baton Rouge, and it's a matter of. When you're going to take a trip like that, is whether or not we're going to fly or we're going to drive.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife don't like to fly. So that means I had to rent a car.
My husband don't either.
Yeah. So I ain't going to lie to you. I don't want to say I like to be a man of my word.
Right.
Because I say I'm coming, I'm coming.
Okay.
If I change my mind, I'll talk to Agba.
Okay.
And maybe he'll let me say a few words, you know, when he get a chance to represent that.
Mm-hmm. That wouldn't be a problem at all.
I know. That was Agba.
And I'm going to bring
Brian. The brother Eustace, we ain't going to be talking to him. You know, me and him got a good.
Right. That's right.
You know, yeah. Praise be to Allah.
Right. I'm going to bring Sister Karan the papers back for the school because she was talking about the school in Baton Rouge. She wanted to, I think she was talking about how to get a school start, some type of thing like that, you know. So I bring them back and I mail them to her.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah.
She was asking, wasn't they going to have anything live?
Are they going to have it on Zoom, you mean?
Yeah.
You mean like Zoom?
Like Zoom.
No, nothing. I don't think I. Now that I haven't heard it, I'm going to find out from her about that. If she's going to have any part of it on virtual, you know, have any of it.
Okay.
That's a good question.
Religion no more.
Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. And I know they're some good people. You know, I know that. All of them. His children, everybody, you know, they are very, very kind and respectful.
Right.
The brother Imam, he's real nice. He's real nice.
That's right. Yes, he is.
Praise be to Allah. We're hoping. Yeah, but this would give us the opportunity to mention the BYI and give you an opportunity to mention the message of concern, you know, and the people want to know, you know, what we are doing.
Exactly.
So you got some people that get up there and take it in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what they do. They'll take it in the wrong direction. And when you deal with things almost every day, you know exactly the way it's supposed to go.
Right.
And you know exactly the way that it's not supposed to go. You see the solutions. Then you can see the problem at the same time, but. Praise be to Allah. I just want to be anything that we do, you know, to be right, and we can put everything that we can into it, you know, when we do it, you know. Praise be to Allah.
Well, that's what the Imam of Everyday Muhammad said. Whatever Muslim attempts to do, he strives to perfect it.
Yeah, he strives
to perfect it. Uh-huh.
Right, right. Because we love our children.
That's right.
We see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they trying to cut them off. They kind of trap them.
Oh,
you know, they're using this psychology, the deception on them. You know, so it's a whole lot of things that we can help.
Right. Now you hear that interruption? Did you hear that interruption? Suja.
Yeah, but it don't bother me.
It doesn't bother me. I'm just saying I take notice of things like that, and my ears are very sensitive. And
I know.
Cut off last night, and I didn't know what had happened. Just cut off.
Right.
And then the lady interrupts and says, hello, hello, hello. Now, how did she get in there? Anyway. You know.
And like some people talk about Satan too much.
They talk about Satan too much. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. All right. I said, what was that? All this, you don't talk on Satan almost 30 minutes. And if the people don't know Satan, they know him by now. If they don't know him, you know, Satan ain't got no power. You know,
he doesn't have no power.
Only power he has, what the Quran says, is the power that you give him.
That's true.
You know, now, if the people don't have no knowledge, he can use deception. He can use deception, and the psychological effect that they have of in reference to the images is a thing that is real serious. It's real serious. You know, I was looking at this here guy that came on television, and he had a degree. And this is another person that I'm asking you all to look to check out. His name is Dr. Rashad Ritchie.
Richie.
Dr. Rashad. Rashad, that's an Arabic name. Richey's, R-I-C-H-E-Y. And his show is called The Bullpen. The Bullpen, and it's on YouTube. Check him out, the brothers. I know Brother Amin would love it. This brother's intelligent. He's sharp as a razor blade. He knows psychology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think he was a professor there in the college there at same one that my son graduated from. David graduated from what's the name of the college David graduated from there in Atlanta?
Morehouse?
No, not Morehouse.
Not for females.
Clark is it.
Clark is it.
He graduated. Pardon me?
Clark what?
I thought Clark was for females.
No. Female can go.
For females, okay. Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. Spellman is a female.
Yeah, okay.
Catherine, you know, she's a obviously a RN nurse,
right,
but she
also went
to Spelman and graduated from Spelman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so she took up what did she take up? Dealing with natural herbs and things like that. She graduated from that.
Naturopathy. Naturopathy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Dr. Richey, Rashard Richey, graduated from Clark.
Okay.
You know, Clark Atlanta. And the point that I was making is that if you all can tune in to him,
okay,
and it's on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
On YouTube, his name is Rashard Richey's, and the name of his show is The Bullpen.
That sounds interesting. I gotta check that out. The Bullpen.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Yeah, you have some very sharp people on there that he be talking to too. You know,
okay.
So I mean, intelligent people. You know, I think it's something that is interesting. Because I always like to see our African American brothers or sisters pop up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know we got them.
Oh yeah.
And that's the reason it's so important that our children start studying early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because later on in their time, you're gonna have brothers popping up like Malcolm X or Muhammad Ali. You know. And because these people here got exposed, they got introduced early. And so that's what we want to do for our children, you know, introduce them to the truth early and correct knowledge,
mm-hmm.
You know, praise be to Allah. And we want to let them know about the psychological deception that's been put out there. That's really, I really believe this in, and I apologize. I'm not saying nothing negative, but I think that if you any kind of program that you give, and you don't have dawah on it,
mm-hmm.
I don't think you're doing anything. that's only my position. That's
okay.
My position. I think dawah is so important. What it does, it makes you use what you done acquired.
Go ahead, man.
You know, and then you have to also be able to relate
mm-hmm.
with what you done acquired to peoples that's out in the society, and the society is our responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
It's our responsibility.
Right.
The imam say, the society, the community is the same as a woman. He said that a woman can be impregnated, and a society can be impregnated.
That's right. I remember that.
You know, and a woman can give birth, and a society can give birth. You know, and I think it's a serious thing where our children learn how to relate and learn how to communicate with brothers and sisters that has been deceived and been lied to, but they're able to pick it out and give them the truth. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do as Dawah. We're able to figure out the lie.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to figure out the deception. And it's a blessing that we can give it to the children. You know, we can give it to the church. So praise be to Allah. You know, we gonna do this to. I know to I'm gone. I've been doing it over. I've been doing it about 45 years.
Oh my!
And that's straight up. About 45 years I've been doing dawah. You know, I work with the Imam Wahidi Muhammad. The Imam had given us special class. We read all his books. We studied his books. Many people is talking about that the book about what is his book? They think that the Imam wrote it, but he didn't write it. I think Sister Halima told him.
Final Battlefield?
No, not the Final Battlefield.
Friend.
Is it the latest one? Excuse me, Akbar. I'm sorry. Akbar is saying prayer in Islam.
Prayer in Islam, that's right. Prayer in Islam, Akbar.
Yeah,
the Imam didn't write that book at all. Herbert Muhammad put that together. Ask the Imam.
Mm-hmm.
Herbert Muhammad and brother, I can't think of his name. But he, this brother that I'm now kind of think of, he was the one that put it together, and I knew him real well. We was assigned.
My brother Jefferson. And
no, he wasn't a Imam. Yes, he wasn't a Imam, but he.
Yeah.
So yeah, but prayer in Islam is not the Imam Wahidi Muhammad at all, by no means. And but they saying that they charging $100 and some for the book.
Well, good God of mine.
Prayer in Islam. They're charging $100 and some for it.
Yeah.
Now, here in 2021.
Yeah. But you know what?
Check it out.
You know what that book? You know what that book called on Instagram and Amazon?
How much?
It cost $2,000 or $3,000. That book. Yeah, $1,000 to buy that book. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You know, we got enemies. We got people that's doing things, brothers and sisters, and we got to stop being so gullible, and be knowledgeable. You know, about these things. You know, and so we can let our children know about all these traps. You know, and we don't want them to be carrying things that. That is just like a time bomb, you know. A child got him. He said, "Man, what is that ticking? I hear something ticking."
That's right.
And they got a time bomb.
Exactly what you're saying.
You know,
that's why it's not good to be so aggressive, but be assertive instead. You know.
Yeah. 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 Exactly. Exactly. You got to know how to deliver. You know, I agree. You got to know how to deliver. Mm-hmm. And we as Dawa peoples, we are not absolute. Only Allah is absolute. I can't give you no absolute answer. I can't make an absolute statement. I can make a statement, you can add it to it, but I mean add it to it, Akbar can add to it, and all of it be right with the adding to it. But when a person tell you that this is the absolute meaning, then that's not Islam. That's not real neither. But they've been doing that. We have people that's doing that. And got us thinking one way.
Yeah.
Got us thinking one way. We afraid to do things different other than that way. So that's what we got. That's what we're dealing with. I'm just bringing this up because this is one of the good ways that they trap young people. You know.
We got to go now.
Okay then. All right then. Thank you very much, and we pray that I said something.
I'm about to ask if you would close out for us, please.
Okay. I'm sorry. Alhamdulillah. A'udhu bihi minash shaitan rajim. Kul a'udhu bin rabbinas melikinas. Ilahinas. Aminasi was silkinas. Aladi was we still peace of doing that. Minna genity one that.
I mean. Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum.